On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford for Reading Cinemas. Movies from $11, readingcinemas.com.au.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
Peter Ford is with us, and at 6 minutes after eight, how did it go last night, Millsy? You've declared it dead.
It's been dead for
a
long time.
Is it finally dead now?
I'd be very surprised if it resurrected itself by going to 7:30 last night. Peter Ford, we're talking about the footy show. Good morning.
And you're right, it didn't. I think they'd have to now accept that the footy show, by name at least, is absolutely dead in the water. You'd have to say last night was the final nail in the coffin. Just to re-establish this, what they did last night, they put it on at 7:30. They didn't have the front bar up against it, which has been their sort of, you know, standby excuse for the bad numbers. But last night, the footy show had an audience of 168,000 people. That's across the country, and had 93,000 people in Melbourne. Now, that was certainly up on the week before in Melbourne, but still, that's an unacceptable number at 7:30 in the evening.
168. I mean, in their best days, where did they actually get to?
Oh, in their very best days, you know, going way back, they were nudging a million. But, I mean, nothing is like it was back then. You can't expect that to be the case. But it has been on a gradual decline for some time. This that's too sad. We don't want to see the show go under. We shouldn't. There's no amusement attached to this. But it just, I don't know, where did they go wrong?
You know, Eddie came back. It outlived its usefulness. It's like saying that we should be still watching Bellbird. I mean, things move on.
No, I agree very largely with that, because in the old days, my memories of the footy show is when Eddie came out and you knew he had something
broke
up
news.
His sleeve.
Yeah, he broke news.
Drop a big bombshell. Something's brewing.
Sam
this is
was
happening.
Funny and new then. I mean, we haven't seen that sort of humour. Sam was the irreverent sort of older uncle. He was still doing the same stuff 20 years later, and most of it was no longer funny because you weren't allowed to laugh at it anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it had its day. It was brilliant. I mean, in its day, it was brilliant, groundbreaking television, which everybody loved. But,
and you can't break, it's very hard to break news now. Everything is so instant. Yeah. I mean, even from my perspective, I can have something up my sleeve and I think, I can hang on to that till tomorrow. You can't do that anymore because someone else will come along and put it on Twitter or put it online and you're done. Mm. So the whole news breaking aspect of the footy show is really gone now. Everything's changed. So I don't know what they'll do, whether they'll pull the pin straight away or whether they'll just let it lurch along this year. It's hard to know. I mean, we've still got a long way to go.
It's not that easy to come up with these shows. Channel 7 were trying. I've been there for 25 years. We were trying for 23 years to come up with one. And it took, and in my time, it took 23 years to find a show. And that was The Front Bar, which was an accident, which started on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most extraordinary evolution of a program. And, of course, from Seven's point of view, financially too, it's a very cheap investment for a very good return. Mm. I'm sure the people behind it are getting much more out of it now than they once were, but I think it's still, you know, dollar for dollar compared to what Nine are spending and Seven are spending. I think, Seven have got a much cheaper show to put to air.
One of the big stories this week's been Todd McKenney and Simon Gallagher and all that. What's the latest?
Story Pete broke.
Yeah, it just, look, it gets a bit sadder and sadder each day. Simon Gallagher was tonight, meant to open in a big arena production of The Wizard of Oz, which is going around Australia, playing the role of the wizard. But yesterday he dropped out, and I think they're citing illness for that. I think it's more to, I don't know if it's strictly what you'd call illness. I just don't think he feels he's mentally up to doing it at the moment, so which is very unlike him, because he's a very professional person. You've got a gig, you go through with it. So I think it indicates to you the devastation, the toll this has taken on him. As we talked about earlier in the week, his marriage is now broken up, and he's been in this very dark, at times suicidal place, and now dropping out of gigs because of this, I suppose, secret from the past that was suddenly put out on public display thanks to Todd last year.
Yeah, it is very sad. Britney Spears is out of that mental health facility. 30 days she was in there for. How is she?
Well, you know, she's left. Her boyfriend picked her up. Hopefully she's going to be okay. I mean, we know she's got a troubled history, and they've got to work on her. She's still going to remain an outpatient. But I hope, we've seen this week she's been on social media a couple of times offering up things, and I hope she'll give herself a break from that. I would think, and I'm no expert, but I would think if you've got mental health problems, probably social media isn't the place where you should be, because you know at least some of the feedback is going to be horrible and negative and vicious, and you'll get some positive stuff too, but it's sort of almost human nature that it's the stuff that will wound you is the nasty stuff.
So question for both of you. You both lived a lot and you both remember and familiar with the stars of yesteryear. The Britney Spears example, and there's been a lot of those in this era, if you like, of showbiz, how she's been a huge success and then everything's turned, you know, turned dramatically sour and, you know, she hasn't been able to keep it together. Is that a phenomenon particular to this generation, or did it happen to the stars of 50 years ago as well?
Look at Dean Martin. He just hit the bottle.
Oh, did he though? That was his act, wasn't it?
No, he hit the bottle and he couldn't work. And then he got off the booze and then he came back on it.
Well, you look at most of the great divas, you know, look at the Judy Garlands, even look at Liza Minnelli. I mean, they do seem to be very tortured people. Even in more recent terms, Lady Gaga's been very open about her issues. I mean, I think we talk about stuff a lot more now and we give things names, whereas once, you know, we didn't. They just had to disappear for a while. So I think maybe it's hard. It's a really good question. But, of course, also sometimes these very tortured people are brilliant artists and they almost, that torture within them almost lifts them to another level with what they deliver.
If you look at comedy and comedians, there have been a lot of comedians that have been very funny on stage but have a very dark life.
Morose. Yeah,
including Hancock's Half Hour, who was a very funny bloke.
And, of course, what about the late and great Mork and Mindy man?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yeah.
40, thank you. You've had a big week as per usual. Enjoy your weekend. We'll chat to you on Monday.
Have a good one.